Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues from day to day. I pray that it's a blessing to you, informative, encouraging, challenging, inspirational, as you listen day by day. I pray that you invite others to join in the dialogue and the discussion each day on this broadcast. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That's your telephone number. Dial that number, get you straight through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, your comments, your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about today setting the stage for the Antichrist. Setting the stage for the Antichrist. The Bible records and is very, very clear in the eschatological prophetic text that one day there's someone, an individual that will step on the scene and he will be on the global scene. He will rule the world with an iron fist. He will know everyone, where you are, what you're doing, where you're going, what you're buying, what you're selling. Every communication will be fully known. Are we setting the stage for that today? I say that we are. We're going to be looking at a pretty broad overview of what we see taking place with the chessmen being put in place, the stage being set for that day when the rapture of the church takes place. The sudden seizure of the body of Christ will be snatched out of this old world. The Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, as he is called, will step on the scene and will rule the world. We'll talk about that today, setting the stage for the Antichrist. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you once again, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the truth book. Jesus said, see, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Now, I want us to notice two or three things, and normally I don't go into this depth on these couple of verses, but I want us to understand something. A lot of folks that will say, even the liberals, the lost people, you know the truth and the truth shall set you free, or some will just say, the truth shall set you free. But that is not what the text is saying. If you continue constantly be and stay in my word, the word of God, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed means truly, surely. You're surely a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ if you stay in the word. If we stay in the word, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So, ladies and gentlemen, real freedom is in the truth of the word of God. And then Jesus identifies in John 14:6, where Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he identifies it with a dogmatic statement in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that we ought to depend upon. Truth is something that we need to look forward to. Truth is something that we need to espouse each and every day. But it was George Orwell, the secularist, a number of years ago, that made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And if you don't believe that, just step out into the societal arena today and talk about the truth of the Word of God. Talk about the truth of COVID-19. Talk about the truth of masking. Talk about the truth of the COVID vaccination, the coming COVID passport. Talk about the truth of the election. Speak about the truth of that which is taking place in Washington. And you'll find so many times that you'll be challenged, confronted, and will absolutely be a divisive scenario because most folks do not want to hear the truth. In fact, I find it sad when even among denominational groups, Christian groups, there's a fight over the truth. What is truth? It was former Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity. And then he went on to talk about what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among Christian churches, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the truth of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that ought to direct our footsteps. It ought to be the light unto our pathway. It's the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And I commend that to you today. I believe that we need to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You won't find it coming out of Nancy Pelosi at AOC, Chuck Schumer, and the others. You'll find the truth, the fountainhead of truth, is in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. So I challenge you to listen to the truth, seek the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I believe there'll come a day in your lifetime and mine where it will mean taking our life, putting it on the line to simply stand for truth. We've had a few do that in America that's been outstanding. We've had pastors, just a few, that stood for truth, refused to close their churches, refused to lock the doors. In Canada and America, we've seen pastors, just a few, but we've seen pastors being locked up, thrown in prison, demeaned, and their livelihoods taken away simply because of standing for the truth of the Word of God, obeying God's Word, and not the Gestapo socialist Marxist system that we see in our nation and prevailing around the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has an knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about power backup. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295. There's a benchmark, ladies and gentlemen. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're setting the stage for the Antichrist. Although we do not know it, although we may not fully see it, although we may not fully recognize what the future holds, and none of us do, we can rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne, that God is absolutely in control. There's nothing that has taken him by surprise. Nothing that's taken him in a position where he didn't know what was going to take place at all. There are a lot of individuals that think somehow, some way, God created this whole world, flung it out into the orbit, and it spins out of control, and he sits back amazed with what is taking place, and he can do nothing about it. God's not impotent. He's not on vacation. He's not asleep. God's not dead. He's never even had the COVID-19. But, ladies and gentlemen, he's in control. We can trust the Word of God. We can trust the truth. Listen, we can trust the truth of the Word of God in every one of the texts throughout the Scripture, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. We understand that God's Word is true, And it gives us, ladies and gentlemen, the blueprint, absolute blueprint, for the whole future and what God is going to do. The future for America and the future for the world, all outlined clearly in the Word of God as to what God is going to do. And the key factor that we want to talk about in that realm, in this broadcast, is that we're setting the stage for the Antichrist. Because the Bible points out that one day, there's a leader that's going to step on the stage of humanity. Someone asked the question on one occasion, in fact, down through the years, less than 100 years, I perhaps had dozens of people to say, well, is the Antichrist alive today? Is the Antichrist on the world scene today? I believe absolutely he is. Does he know that he's the Antichrist? No. Does he know that he's the one that God's going to use to control the entire globe? No. But he is there in the wings, and ladies and gentlemen, he is a part of this stage being set. Today, we want to look at how the stage is being set for the future world leader to step on the scene of humanity and rule the whole world. The Bible reveals to us that after the rapture of the church, listen carefully, if you're saved, if you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you won't be here. I won't be here. But we can see the prophetic hand of God, the clock of God, ticking away each and every day as the stage is being set, as the chessmen are being put in place, as the stage is being put set up for the global world leader, the Antichrist, to step on the scene. But it'd be the after the rapture of the church. That one that's called the Antichrist, the lawless one, the man of sin, will come to the forefront, and with his false prophet, and all of this is found, ladies and gentlemen, Revelation 13, chapter verses 1 through 18, is perhaps the classic text in all the Bible dealing with the coming Antichrist, the false prophet, the signs, miracles, and wonders that they'll perform. It's all at the hand of Satan. Satan himself will empower, the Antichrist will empower the false prophet to perform signs, miracles, and wonders, even to the raising of the dead, in order for the whole world to believe and to follow the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. So I'm wanting us to understand, in a moment we're going to start looking at things that are taking place today in America and around the world, in particular in America, that I believe we see the foreshadowing of the coming Antichrist and the global ruling power that he'll have. But keep in mind, according to the Revelation 13 text, verse 3, 4, and 5, the Antichrist power will be the power that's given to him by Satan himself. It'll be a demonic power. And this is the reason I say we need to recognize we're in a demonic battle today. The scripture says in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, wickedness in high places. We're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the setting of the stage for the Antichrist. Every person, ladies and gentlemen, will face the globe, will be controlled by the Antichrist. Everything that the individual will do will be controlled by the Antichrist. Revelation 13, 1 through 18 reveals that the Antichrist will be able to know who you are. Listen, who you are, where you are, what you're doing, where you've been, where you're going. You'll not be able to buy, sell, or trade, or open your business, as I add to the scripture and the statement. Won't be allowed to live unless the Antichrist approves it. So the question begs to be asked, demands to be answered. How will the Antichrist know all of that? Of course, number one, it's a demonic factor. Number two, it's because of what we're setting in place today, technologically speaking. We're putting in place today the tools, the mechanics, part and parcel of all that will be in the hands of the Antichrist to carry out the total control of this whole world. There will be absolute, total, complete power. It will be the socialist, Marxist, communist system. It will be the final utopia that's being sought for today. Listen, when I say the final utopia, I'm not talking about there will be a utopian world, but that's what the world is looking for today, is a utopian world. America is looking for, and the world is seeking after, that leader that will be able to step on the scene and will control everything, and through his total dominating control, everybody will be sharing food, clothing, and shelter equally. Everybody will have a good job. Everybody will have good income. Everybody will have equal in medical care. Everybody will have equal in academic abilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll stop and ponder for just a moment, you'll understand that based on human reasoning, based on the human mind, based on the human activity, we should know that that is an impossibility. There's not anything in the Word of God that guarantees the same outcome for everybody. There's not anything in the Bill of Rights, not anything in our Constitution or in our Declaration of Independence, nothing in our founding documents that assures everybody is going to have equal in everything. But somehow, some way, with the utopian globalist mindset, that's what our leaders in America today are striving for. They won't identify it as that, but it's the global reset that it is called. It is the focus that somehow, some way, they're going to destroy the constitutional republic and allow a utopian universe in America to be set up and have that strong-armed person that will be able to dictate to the nation as to what they can have and what they cannot have. Today, through the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, and the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, the stage is being set. The chessmen are being put on the chessboard to carry out this globalist agenda. Now, that's setting the stage for you to understand that what is taking place in America today is not just some haphazard thing. It's not just some matter that this is happening, that's happening. It's not a matter for the fact that we're destroying the law and order in America. It's not just the fact that we are dividing America by the skin tonation. It's not just a matter that we're dividing America based on academics and based on societal norms. It's not just a matter that these things are happening in isolated places. It's a matter that it's a demonic factor bringing all these pieces of the puzzle together to have the full picture that we're seeing the eschatological future of America taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, today the government is pushing for every person in America to get the COVID vaccination. Have you ever wondered why? My bride and I have talked about it on a number of occasions. She said, wonder why the government is pushing so much to make sure everybody gets vaccinated. What is the benefit of the government to the government for everybody in America to have a vaccination? Why are some states paying some people to get vaccinated? Why are some states giving lotto tickets if you get vaccinated? Some states are giving $100, $200, $500 government bond if you get vaccinated. Why are they doing this? What is what is taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, I've got an article that says The Secret to Saving America. It's dated January the 14th of this year, but it's still relevant. It says the United States of America is in the throes of full-scale revolution. The new administration, which openly promises to transform America, to rewrite the Constitution, and to reimagine all of her bedrock institutions, is being heralded by a shockingly totalitarian censorship campaign targeting everyone in opposition, or everyone that's in opposition, from Donald Trump down. But this revolution is not new. For decades, our nation has been under covert, slow-motion assault by what we cryptically call the far left, a religious political movement fundamentally at war with Christianity and America. This article further says, today's open love affair with socialism, sexual anarchy, abortion, identity politics, radical environmentalism, and defunding the police, the far left has relentlessly pursued its goal. As Barack Hussein Obama put it, for fundamentally transforming the United States of America. This article further states, and though President Donald J. Trump fought mightily against this tide for 4 years, tirelessly pursuing a pro-life, pro-religious freedom, pro-constitution, pro-American agenda, as of today, the revolutionaries are widely ascendant. Consider that in the past year, the radical left, with those big tech, big media, big education, big Hollywood, an entire Democratic Party totally identify has succeeded in. They've succeeded in the inciting the fiercest, most welcoming, and least racial nation on earth as irredeemable racist, inciting violent Marxism revolutionaries to riot, to vandalize, to loot, to burn America's major cities, abandoning their former safe and legal rare stance on abortion in favor of celebration of late-term abortion up to the moment of birth and beyond. encouraging innocent children to irreversibly ruin their lives by chemically and sometimes surgically transitioning to the opposite sex, a scientific, biological, biblical impossibility. Using the COVID pandemic as a cover for imposing unprecedented totalitarian control over all Americans. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a 10-page article. That's just the introductory portion of it. That gives a pretty good overview of what we see that's taking place. But one of the things as a part and parcel of that is for the nation to be absolutely hyperventilating over the fact that they're wanting everybody to be vaccinated. Vaccination seems to be the thing that's on the agenda from the mindset of wanting it to take place and everybody must have it. Perhaps as many as I've read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles, research data and material on the subject of the COVID vaccination, the COVID passports, and the COVID pathogen. We now know that it came out of the Wuhan China lab. The only question is, was it accidental or was it absolutely purposeful? But one writer said, perhaps as many as 10,000 have died. Another writer said, and I'll read you the article in a moment, said about as many as 50,000 have died as a result of the COVID vaccination. And about 300, one writer said 385,000, about 300,000 have very serious side effects, including blood clots, heart failures, paralyzation, sterilization, and on and on and on. Now, they say that we need to have a booster vaccination as early as this fall. And that's because some new variant of the COVID-19 has already hit America, supposedly. They're already trying to gin up another fear factor. They're already saying that it may be necessary to go back to the lockdowns and vaccinate. Listen, they're literally saying that there's the high possibility that we'll have to go back to the lockdowns and mask wearing again this fall in order to prevent the new variant of the pathogen and its rapid spread. Howbeit, ladies and gentlemen, they've got no scientific data of that. In fact, the scientific data says that the variant is a weaker strain of the COVID-19 than COVID itself, and it will be nothing as a grave problem. But we're being told otherwise. But ladies and gentlemen, I am sad and concerned for those that have had the vaccination and have lost loved ones, or they have loved ones paralyzed. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question or comment. This article says, tearful mom tells senators how COVID vaccine put her daughter in the wheelchair. A mother in Milwaukee at a news conference hosted by Senator Ron Johnson, Republican in Wisconsin, broke down crying as she told how her active and healthy 12-year-old daughter had become wheelchair-bound after participating in COVID-19 vaccine trial. Stephanie Greike of Ohio said Monday her daughter received a second dose of Pfizer vaccine January the 20th. She said that she and her husband were pro-vaccine and pro-science, which is why they enthusiastically participated in the trials. But immediately after receiving the shot, her daughter felt pain in the ejection site and over the next 24 hours developed severe abdominal and chest pains. Her daughter told her mother that the chest pain feels like my heart is being ripped out through my neck. She said that they had taken her to the emergency room 9 times. She's been hospitalized 3 times since the vaccine. Further in the article, it says the COVID vaccines, which have not been approved by FDA, are being administered under emergency use authorization. The trials for Pfizer biotech coronavirus vaccines are scheduled to run for another. Listen, they admit that the trial, they're still in trial stages, will run for another year to year and a half, estimated to be completed January the 31st of 2023. So the American citizens are being used as guinea pigs for this to take place. This article says last week the World Health Organization said in an update on its website, more evidence is needed before it can make a recommendation on vaccination for children against the COVID-19. After we've had dozens upon dozens upon dozens of children that have been paralyzed, hospitalized, and blood clots, and they've died as a result of it, now find a thing saying that maybe we've made a mistake with talking about vaccinating children. But ladies and gentlemen, it's becoming evident that there's a motive behind the madness and wanting everybody to be vaccinated. I'll read one basic headline, then we'll take our caller. It says, COVID early treatment docs, physicians are guilty of mass murder. Says physicians and politicians are guilty of mass murder because of what they've done with the COVID and the shrouding the truth from the general public. Here's another article that says, behind the vaccine veil, doctor cites whistleblower inside CDC who claims injections have already killed 50,000 Americans. This is dated June 24th, 2021. Good doctors are doing unthinkable things. They appear to be under a spell, this article says. The most highly cited physician on the early treatment of COVID has come out with an explosive new video that shows, that blows the lid off the medical establishment's complicity in the unnecessary deaths of tens of thousands of Americans. Dr. Peter McCullough said these deaths have been facilitated by false narratives bent on pushing an all-new, unproven vaccine for a disease that was highly treatable with the proper treatment. And he goes on to say COVID, he said COVID was a bioweapons chemical, and the vaccine represents phase two of the bioweapon. This, in a sense, bioterrorism phase one was rolled out. It was really about keeping the population in fear and in isolation and preparing them to accept the vaccine, which appears to be phase two of the bioterrorism operation, according to Dr. McCullough. Both the respiratory virus and the vaccine delivered to the human body, the spike protein, the gain-of-function targets, this bioterrorism research that's killing American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the thing that should bring fear into the heart of the listener, and that's exactly what they wanted to do, is to bring submission out of fear. I believe I have Greg on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, each of the things that you're discussing, they're fitting together, and they fit in together in a perverse way in that we've got government grabbing and grabbing and grabbing more power over the people. You know, government, according to the Declaration of Independence, is established among men to secure our rights. And of course, they see themselves as overlords, many dictators, and all such as this. If you look back at, you know, Trump as he entered office, Chuck Schumer said, you know, the intelligence agencies have seven ways to Sunday to get back at you. And that's true. And I believe we witnessed 4 years of leaks and innuendo and out-and-out lies to try to bring down a presidency. And I think we saw a fraudulent election that took the assistance of a lot of individuals, perhaps even those within the intelligence communities. And Becky Gerritsen, you know, she was the Tea Party leader there in Alabama, started a Tea Party group, and she was one of the ones to blow the whistle on the IRS and the type of things that they were doing.
Greg, let me jump in for just a moment. We're about to come up with our top of the hour news hard break. Hold your thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after the news as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.